Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mackenzie Scott says she has given away $2.7 billion to 286 charities. Sophie, where is the money going?
It's going to a lot of different places. We're looking at things like the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, to racial equity funds and philanthropy and journalism, a lot of indigenous groups, a lot of theaters. It really runs the gamut.
How do her donations look when you compare them to those of other really, really rich people?
Sure. So there's a lot of things that Mackenzie Scott does differently. For one, she hasn't set up her own foundation. She has a team of advisors working with her to handpick these groups. They're unsolicited donations, which means that these organizations aren't applying to receive the funds. They're just getting a phone call out of the blue from a representative saying, hey, we have this enormous donation for you. And another thing that's really different about what she does compared to other organizations, like, for example, the Gates Foundation, is these are unrestricted, which means that there are no strings attached. They don't say, I'm giving you this money, but it has to go here, or I'm giving you this money, but you have to name a building after me, or anything like that. It's more like, you know what you need this money for, so here's this money, and do the work you need to do.
True philanthropy. How does it compare to her husband, or ex-husband? How much does he give away?
Well, he made big headlines last year when he made a $10 billion commitment to climate change, to fighting climate change with his Earth Fund. But so far, he has only given away almost $800 million worth of that. So we're not hearing as much from him about his giving. She's definitely not only compared to her ex-husband, but compared to really every other billionaire philanthropist out there. As far as we know, she is giving more, faster, and to smaller organizations that are typically overlooked by these big donors.
And we should mention her ex-husband is Jeff Bezos.
Yes, of course.
So does she have a group of people who help, you know, figure out who's going to get this money? I mean, how big is her foundation?
Yes, so she doesn't have a foundation as far as we know. Otherwise, she would have to do a bit more reporting. I understand that she does have a donor advised fund, and she is working with a group called Bridgespan, which is a philanthropy consultant. We don't know exactly how big her team is that's working around her. But another interesting thing that's come, this is the third time she's done this. She did another one late last year and another one in July of last year. But this is her first one since they announced that she had remarried to Dan Jewett, who is a Seattle science teacher. And now it sounds like he's playing a role in helping pick these organizations as well.
Yeah, you just have to imagine how satisfying it would be to work in that organization, to do that as a job. What is it in her background that you know, brought her to this point, that makes her do this?
Well, in her note today, she lamented quite a bit about the wealth gap and the unfair systems that allow people to acquire as much wealth as they do. So there's not much that we know about her background. She's a pretty private person. She's a writer. She's a novelist, and not someone who was typically very big in the spotlight, but she came into all this money, she built up this fortune alongside Jeff, I should say, and it became billionaire in her own right when they split up. And now that she has total control over that, she can decide what she wants to do with it. And she's decided that she wants to do this. She wants to give it away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.